Blog Talk Radio.
You're getting stoned to Setting the Tone Radio.
Look, I get it in, I'm my own man. All the ladies see flying, they don't really want to leave them alone. I never follow the crowd, I'm setting my own trends. Baby girl, I'm setting the tone. I'm a trendsetter, 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 haha. I'm a trendsetter, 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 trendsetter.
Is me, the monk, and I'm with the dictator. Dictator, what's up, baby?
What's up, monk? What's the deal? We in the A, chilling. What's up?
Chilling. It's beautiful weather, man. I mean, this is a beautiful day today in the A. And I was out earlier. Yeah, I was out earlier enjoying the weather and everything. You know, take care of business. I still got a chance to enjoy the weather. Oh, man.
Absolutely.
So, it's been a lot of things going on, man, out here in the world. I guess,
man,
that's what we're going to do today, man. We're going to just hit different topics and, you know, say what we got to say about them and see what everybody else got to say about them. And, you know. And
absolutely.
That's what we're going to do today.
Well, listen, man, you know what? You over there talking about the weather down here in Atlanta, but I think we got some salty people because just a few days ago, wasn't it? No one in Rochester, New York.
Oh, wow, man. I mean, that
yeah,
sounds
so
about right. I was in Rochester maybe 2 years ago, and it was snowing on Mother's Day. I was like, everybody's looking at me like I was tripping. I'm like, but it's May. It's freaking May. So I'm not surprised. It's snowing, no, that's how it is.
Yeah, so I think they're hating us right now. We talk about weather, though.
Yeah, I don't usually like to talk too bad about Rochester anymore because I know the mayor of, you know, of Rochester, the unofficial mayor, she will jump down on her throat if I say anything. So I usually try not to be bad about Rochester anymore. The unofficial mayor, no doubt.
Absolutely. Oh, I love Lovely Mayor. I mean, Mayor Lovely is awesome. You know, she's an awesome person, and I think
that's the official mayor. I was talking about the unofficial mayor.
The unofficial mayor. Oh,
yeah.
You talking about Coach?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Man, yo, she really needs to run.
You talking about Tanya?
Yo, she will straight knuckle up anybody. Matter of fact, I just witnessed this yesterday. Somebody was talking about crime or something in Rochester. It was something that just happened or whatever. Somebody got killed or whatever at some pub or whatever. And they started to talk about Rochester, man, and she took the gloves off. She was ready. She was not trying to hear that, yo. I was like, wow, look at
she came
here.
Off swinging.
She's a swinging, son. I was like, yo, for real. I don't know why Lovey don't hire her on the team, for real.
Yes, hilarious. Well, you know, I have love for my city as well. As a matter of fact, Rock the Peace. We've been working really hard to just bring awareness to the festival that we do every year. And this year, the Rise Up Rochester and Rock the Peace Fest was July 18th, a Saturday. And, you know, this will be the sixth one. So we've been doing it. We've been strong.
Really?
And they had a peace. Yeah, this will be the sixth one. And Mayor Lovely actually attended just about everyone and spoke at every one of them, even before she was mayor. But this year, you know, as a matter of fact, this weekend we participated in a peace walk, and that same day I think someone died in Rochester. You know, as a matter of fact, a couple of people died over the weekend, over the last couple of days. Yeah, so it's been pretty violent up there as well. And you know, on national news, of course, you hear about Baltimore, but we got it right in our hometown. We got a lot of going on.
Right.
So it's just it's violence everywhere now. I feel like it's closing in on us. Like, we, no matter how much positive stuff we put out there, it's like it's so much violence out there. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. You know, I was in the I was on Facebook yesterday, well, earlier this week, late last week, I should say, and I was on one of the sister groups, You Know You From Rochester S, and there was a post, I forget who put it up there, about the poverty level in Rochester or something like that, and how Rochester is in the top 10 as far as poverty. I knew that part already. But then one of the people that was commenting on the post started, you know, I guess Mayor Lovely doesn't have some good friends all the, you know, throughout Rochester, because they had some things to say about her on that post. So I was like, wow, that's my first time hearing, you know, that's me as far as hearing anything. People not really feeling her. I think she's got something to do with it or whatever. So I don't know. What's going on there?
Well, you know what? People... I told somebody, I think it was on Instagram somewhere, someone was complaining about their surroundings or about the city or something like that. And I said, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, someone's going to have a complaint, you know. If you do it this way, you know, everyone, okay, let's go for the kids, the violent kids that are taking over the new transit station downtown in Rochester. You know, so basically, for those who don't know where Rochester, New York is, over there by Buffalo, you know, it's on the map. You know, Kodak used to be there, just saying. But yeah, we up there, we built a new transit station, a new for the city buses, and the kids use the city bus in order to travel to and from school. And so everyone has to meet at this transit station because that's where the buses connect. And the kids have been fighting at this new transit center. Now, it just opened in, I believe, November of 2014. And already there's been at least two people stabbed. You know, there's been several fights, like gang mob fights of kids. The kids are just going buck wild. So someone suggested, of course, oh, well, maybe we should just return them to – we should use school buses, yellow buses, like we did back in the day. Well, obviously, if they went to city buses, there's a reason why the yellow buses didn't work. I'm not sure why. It probably is an expense thing. Who knows? But since the kids are not going downtown, they're like, okay, well, if we just ship them all the way back to their homes, to the hood, then there will be less fights. And I'm like, I don't know if the color of the bus matters. I think it's going to be more about the mentality of the kids. So, you know, years ago, before they did the yellow buses, people were saying, oh, you need to use the RTS. You need to use the public transportation to transport these kids. And so they did it. Now people are complaining, oh, no, you need to get these kids back on the yellow buses. That's stupid. Why would you even do something like that? So no matter what, people are going to complain anyway. That's what I say.
Now, this is all about kids going downtown and fight. Like, but is that really that? I'm just asking, is that really that big of a deal that they're going downtown fighting? And I ask that because I remember when we were teenagers and back in my day, growing up in Rochester, New York, I think it was the 1920s or
1920s.
Just after slavery. We kind of did the same thing. It was East Side versus West Side. We'd all meet up at Midtown, and everybody would rumble and take back off to their neighborhoods after fighting and stuff like that. And nobody ever really got hurt as much as, I mean, you get punched in the face or, you know, get your lip busted, your eyes swollen, whatever. But it was just kind of a macho thing to do back then. Isn't it the same thing they're doing now?
That's a good question. And, yeah, I can't front. I mean, we were pretty wild. And even our dances and our rap music, you know, we were dancing to Luke and, you know, we were listening to Onyx and NWA.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I think the difference is with now, we didn't have a sensational – we didn't sensationalize it. Like, it was a rush at that very second as kids.
Yeah.
But now
yeah.
we have the internet where everyone's posting it on YouTube and Worldstar and whatnot. And people are being publicly humiliated across thousands of people. It's a little different, for one. For two – the number of guns on the street was a lot different. So now these kids are punks. You know, when we were coming up, we had a fight and we walked away.
Right.
You know, you might
have got
your feelings hurt. You know, you might got laughed at for a few days, but you got up and you lived another day. These days, these kids are, you know, they don't have a perspective. They don't have depth in what they're doing. They're almost like, I almost feel like some of them are soulless. Like they don't even understand themselves. They don't understand people. They don't have a value for life. And, you know, when we say that to them, they're like, so, you know, they shrug their shoulders, but they don't understand that, no, you only get one life. And they don't realize that until they're already in prison or dead, you know.
And
that's just unfortunate. That's, so I think it's different than when we were coming up.
Yeah, because I think the biggest weapon back then was people would go to, like, Joe's Discount or something that was on Main Street, and they would have, like, those little knives or whatever you could get. Nobody really stabbed each other doing that. I mean, they had them there, but so everybody was just like fist fighting.
That
was the biggest weapon.
Nah.
That was the biggest weapon then, and you got to get close to stab somebody. And guns, I guess you ain't really got to be close to them.
It's a punk way out. It's a punk way out, but they made it cool to have guns, and so it's like, well, no. Now I took it to someone's dome. You know, they're trying to jump me and G-Boys. I took a crowbar to their dome and kept it moving, you know. That's
right,
it.
Right.
You just take the crowbar, you know. Well,
take the crowbar,
it was one of four-way ones. You know? I don't know. I had watched Ninja Turtles a little too much. I had the four-way jump off. That's all that's available at the time. Yeah,
you was about to hit somebody and do some lug nuts, right?
You know what I'm saying? Change
your
tire right afterwards.
Yo, at least with the other one, you can hide it up your sleeve. Yo, how did you hide that joint, yo? Like, the other one, you can at least hide it up your sleeve and then just pull it out your sleeve when you need it. You know what I'm saying? How you hide the four-way joint, yo? Damn.
You know, I was actually at the bus stop. I was at the bus stop, and they had kept picking on me because, you know, I was kind of short, you know, and I was small, so they kept picking on me. And so one day, you know, I had told my guardian, and they were just like, yeah, whatever. And I told the bus people, and they're like, haha, good luck with that. So, you know, they came up there, and they weren't going to my school at all. I was just waiting up there. And they came up there talking, popping mess, and actually I had planted it there the night before. See, I was a thinker.
So
I planted it on the corner of Cleveland and Hudson.
Out of all the weapons you could have planted, you planted I feel you.
A crowbar, four-way crowbar.
That's just what you're saying. That's just what you're saying. I get that. That was the difference. Like, that was the type of weapon you would think of back then. But nowadays, it ain't like that.
Yeah.
Everybody like, oh, he's reaching. You know, so.
Yeah.
You planted the crowbar the night before.
I planted the crowbar the night before. I sure did. Just before the lights got dark and I had to get in the house, I went up to that corner. You know what I'm saying? I put it in the dirt. I had put like something in it, like a rock or something, so no one even notice it. You know? It was popping mess. You know, I got in my fighting stance, like, you know what I'm saying? You know? It's like, yeah, what's up? You know? Had the legs, you know? You know, I know you're having that boxing show this Saturday, so, you know, I'm letting you know I have my boxing stance up, you know what I'm saying? You know, I had watched a few WWF, which is now WWE, and watched a couple of WWF moves just in case I needed to suplex somebody. You know, I had it all in my mind. I was in middle school, you know?
Wow.
And sure enough, it was about three of them, you know, three or four. And, you know, there was popping mess. And, I mean, it was in high school, so that was just retarded for them to even be bothering me. And it's not like I was bothering anybody, you know.
You know how the streets was back then. You're not getting a fair one. It was jumping. It was the worst that was the worst thing that could happen to you back then was getting jumped. You know.
Well,
other than that.
Well, actually, a young lady that works on our team, you know, her daughter in Rochester was just jumped by six girls. And, I mean, to me, getting jumped, to me, that was just a punk way out, too. Like, you know, you're a real punk. But I think these kids are now punks. They're a lot of punks. So there were six girls on her daughter. And, you know, she ran, when she was notified, she sure enough drove around the corner. It was on the west side. And she got out, and the girls jumped on her. And she had to take those girls out, you know. And, she jumped on her. She's a grown woman.
Wow.
Yeah. So And that's unfortunate because then the RPD came and they didn't even want to pull together a report. They did like an incident report. They didn't even, you know, do an actual criminal report of any, like assault. They had to go to the hospital.
Right. Oh, wow. That's crazy, yo. That's crazy. That is crazy, man.
Yeah, it is crazy. Rochester is out of control up there. Rochester is out of control. They didn't even want to do it. In the Rochester Police Department, I guess, I don't know if they see us as animals up there, and they're like, oh, well, you know, just kill yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, they didn't even do a report for her. And I just thought that was, like, crazy.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
They jumped on a car and everything. You know, she got back in the car.
Wow.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
That's crazy, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go to this break real quick, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about some other stuff, man. So let's go to let's go to the break real quick.
All right, let's do it.
Sheriff Frank McKeithen calls it one of the most disgusting things he's ever seen. Just recently, a video surfaced showing a girl visiting Panama City Beach getting gang raped in broad daylight. Christina Pepper spoke with Sheriff McKeithen. How did the sheriff's office get their hands on this video?
Well, Ron, on April 2nd, the Troy, Alabama Police Department found this video during an investigation into a shooting incident in their jurisdiction. Troy's Police Department contacted Bay County, and now both departments are working together on this case. Now, this is the video that we've blurred a majority of it out for our viewers, but what you can see are three suspects sexually assaulting a female who's passed out on the beach behind spinnakers. Now, what's even more, quote, disgusting, to put in Sheriff McKeithen's own words, you can see the crowd standing around as this is going on, and no one is stopping it.
We have got to get control of our beaches. It is not safe for our children to be out there on the beaches when these animals are out there conducting themselves like this. This is like no more than a group of wild animals preying on a carcass as it's laying in the woods.
The Troy Police Department has arrested two of the suspects and charged them with sexual battery by multiple perpetrators. Now deputies believe one more person is involved and are trying to track him down. Again, Ron, just a horrible act to happen here in Panama City Beach and anywhere for that matter. Back
All
to
right.
you.
Christina, thank you. Now the two suspects arrested were 22-year-old Delonte Martisti and 23-year-old Ryan Calhoun.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
I am.
It was kind of after the first segment, we're talking about this new generation of kids and stuff like that, you know, and then you hear something like this, and everybody's just standing around watching it happen.
Mm-hmm. That's the world we live in.
What's going on, man? What's going on, Dictator? What do you make of this?
That the Sir? World we live in is we're sensationalizing. Mm-hmm. We're sensationalizing the drama. You know, reality television is, we're like, okay, we need to make our own reality TV. I can do that right from my phone. I can be a star. You know, let me record this. And as a matter of fact, let me put my face in there and say world star real quick and then flip back over to the what's going on live. Everyone wants to be a reporter now. Everyone has the technology to do it.
That's true.
And it's unfortunate.
Yeah. There's a high quality camera right there in your pocket. Everybody has one.
Man.
I have the
Samsung Note Edge, and it's at, high definition, probably 1080p video. It's better the video than I could have ever done. It has a multi directional mic on it. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
So to have everybody standing around and just videotaping it and watching instead of actually, hey, get off that girl. Hey, you gotta stop it. You know what I mean?
No one does that anymore.
No big deal. Yeah, no big deal.
Well, you know what?
Sometimes, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, the way it is now, it's like even if you were to try to stop it, this guy calls them animals. And it's almost like they are animals. They would turn on you. It's like Lord of the Flies. It's like no law.
Agree. It would turn, I agree with that, You go to try to break something, everybody say, well, why didn't someone go break that up? You go and break it up, and then now you're the next victim. Something.
Right. Ain't had no bunch of guys that sexually assaulted me.
Right. Yeah, no telling what their mind state is if they're... Right, and no telling what their mind state is if they're willing to do that in front of everybody right there in public, you know what I mean, with cameras rolling and whatever. And so,
Right. You know, I would try, but it's just hard. It's hard to, I could see where someone wouldn't want to. Me personally, I normally would try while recording.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just kind of, I am a recorder myself. I record a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you record
I'm not
gonna
sit there
all the time, y'all. You record all the time.
Last time you and I and Cool Chick was out, we took like 70 pictures.
right. Oh man. See something, Kurt.
We're not fighting though. Yeah.
Right. That's true. Yeah. See something crazy like that go down, and then you know what? Spring break is supposed to be about fun and, you know, having parties and just not going to sleep because you're partying so much and, you know, just whatever you're doing, whether even if you're getting wasted, if you're just dancing and just hanging out, whatever, and macking girls and, you know, that's what I always thought spring break was supposed to be about. You know what I mean? Not this whole craziness.
Well, I would say that, but you got to think about it. How about Atlanta? Why did they stop freaking it?
Oh, man. I hate I didn't get a chance to go. I think Salarius got a chance to come hang out in Freaknik or whatever, but I did not. And Salarius is our entertainment reporter. You got a chance to hang out Freaknik?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Let's hear the story, man. What happened? Let's hear the story.
Oh, man, I got some stories for you. Actually, it's what helped me determine to move to Atlanta. I'm like, I got to come here.
Oh, man, wow.
Their Freaknik thing were good. But you know, on MTV they had where, you know, the girl, I guess she was walking with some skimpy outfit on, and the guys started coming at her like savages, and you know, basically assaulted her, and you know, because she was dressed inappropriately. Then it opened up a national debate where, okay, just because she has clothes on, that doesn't give the right for a man to put her hand, put his hands on her. And of course, people will say, well, she should be able to dress any way she wants to. And no, she shouldn't dress like that. She's got what she should have expected that, you know, that kind of a debate. And Atlanta did not, the city of Atlanta did not want to be in the middle of that. They didn't want to be known for that, so they stopped Freaknik. You know, that was one of the main reasons why they stopped it.
Man, you know, I always wonder what exactly. Always wonder exactly what happened that made them stop Freaknik.
Yeah, that was part of it. That was a large part of it. It was a negative publicity. And the news, again, they're great at sensationalizing negative stuff. And us as blacks, we didn't do it. They don't have to try hard. It's not like they have to try hard to put the negative light. There's enough black people that are ignorant, which is not just because they're black, but because they're ignorant, you know, to do stuff. And Freaknik was a large congregation of blacks and black, you know, and ninjas, if you will.
right.
So, but again, the internet was not as prevalent as it is now. Even though we had the internet, it was on AOL, you know. our mass means of communication wasn't the internet, it was the news, and the news has shed light to it, especially like MTV and pop culture stations and stuff. So, but I think we always have been, you know, there's been situations, but I think they're more frequent now because they're being sensationalized so much. And people are willing to feed into it. Like, we're having this conversation right now. If it was being ignored, it probably wouldn't happen as much. Either that or we wouldn't know about it as much, one of the two.
I never attended on Freaknik back in the day when that happened, but I have attended the Hip Hop Weekend, just recently, the Hip Hop Weekend on Memorial Day down in Miami, and that is a big to do too, man. That is, and people everywhere. You know, it's the beach, so you know it's hip hop and parties and concerts everywhere. And just, man, it was no going to sleep for me. I think I stayed up maybe 2.5 days, man, and just. I didn't want to miss anything. I'm talking about 5 a.m. in front of the hotel lobby, sitting there chilling. Jim Jones and RZA and Bishop Don Juan and
he's still alive.
Who was this other? Yeah, and this other comedian. What's his name? D. Ray. And they're just sitting back chilling. Listening to everybody cracking jokes, having fun. Before I know it, I look up, the sun is coming up. It's 7 o'clock, and then nobody trying to go nowhere because of all the sights and everything to see and the music. And it was a beautiful thing. Never. I think I stayed up the whole day. I didn't go to sleep until I got on the plane to come home. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's living life right there. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful
thing. Yeah. And that was, I think at that time, Jim Jones and Chrissy, his wife Chrissy's show was really popping at that time. So they had a reality show on MTV. And so, they was the most popular out of the bunch where we were at. Like, people would come up, say, what's up to Bishop Don Juan or whatever. But everybody, because their show was hitting at that moment, everybody was really like, they was just real cool, like, as if they was just the regular people. Like, everybody that was up there was cool. Bishop Don Juan was the only one that was dressed in his Bishop Don Juan stuff.
he's in his own brand, so he had to do that.
Right. He was still in the character. Everybody else, it was funny because when he was there, it was him and it was one of the other pimps that used to pimp back in the day, Fillmore Slim. And somebody, and a couple of, like, I looked, I was like, I remember this dude, too. And they just standing off to the side chilling. But they had women. And with no old chicks, neither, yo. They had, I was like, yo, look at this. And man, yeah, So it was something, but man, it was a good time there.
But you know what? Did you see any incidents though?
No incidents, no craziness or nothing like that, yo. So,
the thing is, though, if there was one incident, the news will go and find and sniff that out, and then they'll go and put that in that, and that would represent the Miami hip hop, weekend.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, so what we're going to do is we're going to go to break again, but you know what I noticed? For the break music, we have Johnny Kemp. And I know, what was it, like last week or so, he passed on us and he made that song.
Yeah.
He was real popular for that song, Just Got Paid. Pull it up right now. And Just Got Paid Friday Night, which still bang right now. You can put it on and people still get up and start rocking and everything. So, you know what, I think on each break today, we just going to rock that song out and, pay tribute to him. I know it happened a couple weeks ago. Last week or whatever, but we gonna give a shout out because
anyway.
There was that new Jack swing back then, y'all. It was doing it big.
It sure was. That was a joint. Let's do it.
Exactly. All right, so let's go to break and we'll be right back.
All right.
Democrats are getting ready for a major push to raise the federal minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. Now, that's better than nothing, but it is not enough. The minimum wage should be raised to $15 incrementally over the next 3 years. Here are seven reasons why. One, had the minimum wage of 1968 been adjusted for inflation, it would be well above $10 an hour today. But the typical worker today is also more than twice as productive as then. Adjusted for both inflation and productivity gains, therefore, the minimum wage should be at least $15 an hour. Two, $10.10 an hour is not enough to lift all workers and their families out of poverty. This is especially true for millions of low-wage workers who want full-time jobs but can only work and find part-time work. Most low-wage workers are not teenagers. They're major breadwinners for their families. Three, because some employers now pay wages that don't lift their employees out of poverty, the rest of us pay for their Medicaid, food stamps, housing, and other assistance, in effect subsidizing these low-wage employers. Some, like McDonald's, actually advise their employees to use public programs because their pay is just too low. Four, some jobs may be lost if the minimum is raised to $15, but many more people will be lifted out of poverty. And because low-wage workers will have more money to spend, their spending will create many more jobs. Five, such a wage increase is more likely to come out of profits than be passed on in higher prices, because most employers of low-wage workers are in intense competition for customers. Six, since Republicans will no doubt try to push Democrats to go even lower than their $10.10 proposal, it's doubly important to be clear about what's right in the first place. Democrats should be talking about a bigger increase, not listening to Republican demands for a smaller one. Seven, and finally, at a time in our nation's history when 95% of all economic gains are going to the top 1%, raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour isn't just smart economics. It's the right thing to do.
That dude had lost his mind. He had lost his rat ass mind.
Well,
you don't make me use the N-word.
Man,
this is one time that you may think I'm Republican.
I mean, what he's saying is, man, high school students working over at Mickey D's no more, man. It's got grown folks vying for these same jobs, and they need to get paid. They can't make it.
Man, please. Let me tell you something.
He pulls this
bullshit about if it was readjusted from back in the 70s to now, it would be $15 an hour. No, it wasn't readjusted because the economy didn't call for it at the time. That's why it wasn't adjusted.
Right.
Otherwise, they would have adjusted it.
Right.
Number one. Number two, let me tell you something. If you want to make some money, then what you do is you find yourself some skills. You don't find some skills that everyone else can do. That's just what the problem is that a lot of families, you know, a lot of minority families, unfortunately, but families just in general, American families, don't explain to their kids or weren't explained as kids that you are in competition, not just with your neighbor, not just with your classmate, but you are in competition with kids your age in other countries. This is a global competition.
Yeah.
You know, so if you don't put this, if you don't put what you need in yourself, if you don't get the education and, you know, an opportunity, the opportunities are here. I mean, we're in America, and I think people get that mixed up. We're in America. And so that means that it's a land of the free in a sense that you won't get publicly killed. Well, nowadays, I guess with the cops, maybe. But you won't get publicly killed for speaking out on your government. But you still have to work. You still have to do what you need to do. Public education is free. Now, is it the best education in the world? No. Is it the worst? No. It's what you make it. The opportunities are there. We have libraries at the corners of these streets, and they're empty.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
empty.
we have the internet. You have you could either be on Facebook or you can be on Wikipedia. You could be on Dictionary.com or you could be on WorldStar. The choice is yours. You know, like my men black sheep used to say, you can get with
this
or you can get with that.
You know, my thing
about
the subject. Is what is minimum wage at now? Is it like $7 or something like that?
I think it's $7.15
or
$7.25. Don't get me wrong.
Okay. Okay, so if it says $7 now and you move them from 7 to 15, that's an $8 move, correct? So now,
right.
My thing is that the people that's at making $15 an hour at a job has to move an $8 jump, right? In order to keep everything even and to keep everything, you know, like it should be, because now you can't have the people that, you know, maybe they went to some career school or, you know, electrical or technical school or whatever, and so instead of making minimum wage, they make $15 an hour, right? But now you can't have the people that dropped out of high school making what these people
making
are
the
making
same
now
as electricians.
Right. Because now there, the $15 an hour people are going to want to jump. You get what I'm saying now? So if
exactly.
the whole jump on the whole scale.
Duh.
Right.
Yeah,
the whole scale
right.
has to jump. That means if the high school dropout can drop out and make $15 an hour, then now the electrician got to jump up from $15 an hour to, what would that be, $23 an hour. You see what I'm saying? The whole scale has to jump. So
the whole scale has to
how
shift.
How does that work? The whole scale.
Yeah, not only
how
does the whole scale have to shift, how does that work? Exactly. You got a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, not mm-hmm. only does the whole scale have to jump, Monk, the thing is, the person that now feels comfortable with $15 an hour says in their mind, oh, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to finish school.
Right.
I don't have to finish school. I'm going to get 15 guaranteed.
Right.
But you know what's going to happen? I'm
right.
not going to go there. Let's say that doesn't happen because you were speculating. I could tell you what will happen. Employers will look. Bottom line is, for $15 an hour, I'm an employer. Look, what mm-hmm. I'm going to do is I'm going to look at whatever job functions there are, I'm going to combine those job functions and eliminate some positions. And so, yeah, there
right.
would be a $15 an hour job out there, but there were two $7 an hour jobs. So two people had jobs, and now only one person does. So when you're saying, oh, well, this will help them pull out of poverty, no, it won't, because somebody won't have a job altogether.
Right. And now your ass about to really work now. You think at lunchtime, you're going to be running everything now. You're going to be running the front counter,
you're
the drive-thru, the fries.
You
fried.
Right,
the
you
fries,
burgers.
Right.
You're cutting
son.
The pickles.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, you the
everything,
trucker.
Son.
You the farmer.
Right. And if you can't
you
do
have to
it
build the
at
cow,
a timely.
You're going to put it in the crate.
Yep.
What you say, I'm sorry.
And if you can't do it at a timely fashion, like if we got a long line waiting in the drive-thru and in the atrium out here, you're getting fired, because there's plenty of people that want your $15 an hour job now. So
exactly.
Not only are you doing all that work, you got to be proficient with it.
Exactly.
Wow,
you're going to be everything from the farmer that make the burger all the way to the cashier
right.
that bring them out.
Right.
All in 2 minutes.
Exactly.
There's a 2 minute clock.
Uh-huh.
Fried beef in the background then, burning everything.
And if it really comes down to it, you're going to hop your ass up in that clown suit and start advertising.
You run a McDonald's in this place.
Right. It's crazy, man, because those jobs,
I do understand
that the economy is crazy now, and you do have, because I've been to jobs where I'll be looking like, yo, this person is not a high school student, or this person is not working through their way through the college. But then I understand that the economy is, and some people got to get out here and do. And you know what's funny? Because you could tell that the economy was messed up, and now you got, like, people that has these jobs that's really above these jobs. They're the only ones that would have advocated for, man, this job needs to be making $15 an hour, because the high school students didn't care. They was just trying to have enough money to pay their little phone bill and, you know, get their sneakers.
Jordan.
That's how, you know, grown folks went and got these jobs. Like, man, I got to get out here and work. And I'm working at McDonald's, they paying $7. You know, because they're the only ones that could have came up with this.
You know what?
And been like, look.
Yeah, I know, right? But you know what it is? You know what it is? Those are not every adult, because I know the economy, especially like in, was it 08 when Obama came in and it was the housing meltdown, housing market meltdown and all that stuff. That's a different, I'm not referring to that period. But outside of that period, a lot of people, I mean, we fall on hard times and you may have to go back to work, do part-time, do full-time, you know, something else that's not in your field, whatever, whatever. Understood. But there's also a nice chunk of people who just flat out did not prepare themselves. They did not,
yes,
they did not invest in themselves. They were,
yes,
I mean, even if they went to the military, some people go to the military and do great. You know, they get out,
mm-hmm,
and they have a security clearance. They have, you know, the military has paid for their schooling. You know, their kids are well educated, all that good stuff. And then there's some people that go into the military and they'll never really get past E4 or E5 or whatever. And they just kind of, you know, just collecting a check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they,
yep,
they marry somebody just because of more, you know, more money coming in or whatever and whatever,
right,
you know. And then they get out there and there's no, they don't have a job.
Yeah.
So it's really,
exactly,
to that individual to a degree, in my opinion,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also,
yeah, exactly,
also, you know, people talk about, woo, this is kind of be bad. I'm looking around,
yeah,
like, really? That's pretty damn good to me. I'm feeling good right now, you know. So it's all the mind state. I mean, I know Jay-Z, but I felt when he was saying, he was like, oh, shit,
right,
there's a depression? There's a recession?
Uh-huh.
Really? I didn't know that. You know,
uh-huh.
I mean, I'm not saying, like I said, I don't have Jay-Z money, but I mean, it all,
right,
just depends on what you're doing and what you've invested in yourself. So,
from your perspective,
to those adults,
exactly,
that you're talking about.
So, yeah, I said,
yeah,
it's from your perspective. I get you. Yeah.
Yeah, from my perspective.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, you know,
right,
I was going to say those that, you know, those adults that are working those kid jobs, they just need to really reevaluate. Maybe they need to move into a different area that has higher paying jobs or jobs,
yeah,
in their field. Maybe you need to go back to,
yeah,
school. Maybe you need a certification.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to start your own business and be your own boss.
There,
maybe
you
that's
go.
The
we did an episode
whatever
on that.
It,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So
I'm just saying.
I like,
I'm
see,
just saying.
See, people, we aren't just about talking about the subject. We will offer solutions. Okay. We will offer solutions. All right. So, hey, we're going to go to break, and then we come back. We got a couple more subjects we want to talk about. We're going to get into what happened up in Baltimore. And we're gonna, I'll say, we don't have our entertainment reporter here today, but let's talk about what's going on with this whole transgender thing, okay? All right, let's go to break.
Oh, all right, let's do it. Right after break, we'll be right back.
Johnny Good. For every break, I'm just up like, doing the thing, y'all, pulling out all those cool dance from that one, y'all.
You know, they should play that song. Sure. They should play that song every time somebody pick up their paycheck. It should just be in the background at the payroll office, wherever you pick up your check.
That's hilarious.
You're skipping up in there.
So, hey, man, now fill me in on what's going on in Baltimore. What happened? What's going on?
You know what, man? It is crazy up there. Of course, we know. You know, I've been following the story, not as closely as I would like to. I'm just so, you know what, I'm so bummed out with the number of police brutality stories. Of course, you know, we've done shows, or three shows on police brutality. Mm-hmm. And here we go again. It's a situation where apparently a brother was arrested, and they put him in the paddy wagon, if you will. I don't know if they even still use that term. But anyway, while he was in police custody, apparently something happened. He was brutalized. He was assaulted, and he ended up having to go to the hospital, and he died. He died.
What?
He died. So, of course, protesters did take to the streets yesterday, Saturday, and things went sour. Things went sour, you know. Really? It turned violent, and we're talking thousands of protesters were just filling. And, you know, Baltimore, the whole DMV area is, of course, there's a lot of African-Americans there. So we don't play over there, just like Atlanta. You know, Baltimore does not play.
Right.
And unfortunately, like I said, it started to become very violent, and the police, the thing is, though, they were violent towards more than just the police officers. They, of course, were destroying area businesses and other white people that were even protesting against it too. They, you know, people were turning on them as well.
Wow!
They smashed out police car windows and storefronts. Mm. Yeah. I mean, they ended up arresting like 31 adults and like 4 juveniles. So, and only 6 police officers were hurt.
Who the focus was about? Right. Oh wow! That's
right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I haven't caught up on that
story. Mr. Freddie Gray is dead. You know, he's dead,
right.
And you know other. But people are, you know, I think some people are opportunists. They don't even know. They're like, after they then stole a flat screen, like, okay, so who died again? You know.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Exactly. Hey, man, so now, before we go to this next story, man, fill everybody in on the iTunes, where they can hear us at.
Oh, of course. So, yeah, radio, America. Overseas, we are online. Of course, we have been on iTunes for a year. We've been, we're almost 2 years old, man. We got to do something. But, yeah, we're on iTunes. Just search for Setting the Tone Radio, and we will pop up. You can subscribe to our podcast. We are also on TuneIn. Again, just search for Setting the Tone Radio. And we're on Stitcher Radio.
Yep.
So, again, search. As a matter of fact, you can Google us, Setting the Tone Radio, and all of our shows will pop up. All of our shows are entertaining. We have great guests. We have great guest hosts and appearances. We love you guys. Just keep listening. Subscribe to us. You know, if you got ideas, if you want to be on a show, give us a call. You know, email us. You know, email Antonia. Antonia at settingthetone.net. We're here. And we're growing.
We're here, baby.
So
that's right.
Yeah, we're growing.
Really growing.
Exactly.
Matter of fact,
speaking of growing, we got a show coming up Saturday, don't we? A new show.
That's right, baby. That's right. The Monk and Dale Smith will be hosting the Boxing Forum. I'm excited about that, man. And the only thing, I mean, there's been so many great boxing matches going on lately. And then now, of course, the mega one is happening this Saturday, Mayweather versus Pac-Man. And we're going to start our show. That's our inaugural show just before the fight, the festivities begin. We will be on the air doing it big, and I can't wait. Man, I just love the fact that this is happening. And, man, y'all need to check this out, baby. It's going to be – we're bringing it. If you like boxing, if you like MMA, you like fighting, you like watching it, you may be – I don't know – just you need to call in. You need to listen. We're going to try to make it big. We're going to want y'all to call in, voice your opinion, say what you got to say. Now, remember, I'm no expert in in anything with boxing. I have a terrible memory, so I won't remember it, okay? So I'm going to make sure that the fans are going to be the experts of the show. They can call in, and if you need to correct me about anything, go right ahead, because I'm pretty sure the way my memory is set up is that. Okay, so the fans are going to be the experts of this show, and they're going to run it, and we're going to have a good time, and we're going to need y'all to tune in. So, yes, that's going to start next Saturday. And anyway, before we get out of here, do our final tones, man. I guess there's one last story that's ran across our news desk or whatever. That's this thing with a Jenner guy.
I was hoping he's gonna forget about this.
Oh man, we could give him 2 minutes, I guess, and then we got to go to our final tones. So what's going on with this guy?
All right.
Man. Oh man.
Talk about Bruce Jenner.
Ain't he Kim Kardashian and them daddy or something like that, stepdaddy or something? Ain't no telling.
Look, man, let me tell you, I don't even understand why the media is even giving this some attention. He wants to feel like a woman inside. I mean, or if he feels like a woman inside, let that man, well, whatever he thinks he is, be. I don't even care. Like, whatever.
Right.
You know, that's not even news to me. In my personal opinion, which doesn't matter, because I don't fluctuate his finances, you know. And I'm not doing the 3 F's with him, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
But my personal opinion.
What's that?
Please.
man,
I don't understand
funny.
How many times the LGBT whatever community can hate me. You know, I'm just being honest. This is my personal opinion. Me personally, look, science don't lie. Their chromosomes, you can cut off or add or drill any hole you want to in you. The bottom line is, chromosomes don't lie. You are who you are. And how you feel is one thing, but who you are, that's something totally different, period.
Wow.
That's just that could almost be our final tone.
All right. You are who you are. I just simply think he lost one hell of a bet. I'm thinking to myself, man, if this is one bet that it's okay to renege. You know what I'm saying? Go on and renege and be like, man, I ain't paying this up. You crazy. I know I lost. I usually keep my word, but this time I'm not. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. No. I just lost the bet. So what? But I ain't about to do that. It's okay to renege on it. It is okay. It might not be okay to renege and save, but on this one, You got me clear. Ain't nobody gonna be upset. Right. Go on and read that.
Oh man.
So that's my thought on it, man. So Let's just pass that subject. Let's go right on to our final tone, man, and get on up out of here. So, my final tone for the day is, man, this world, now that you look at it, you got people beating up each other at the bus station, and then you got, man, folks wanting to make $15 an hour for flipping your fries, and people doing stuff to other people at the beach, and then you got a guy who was a world-class athlete, now he is a chick. Or whatever's going on. I'm just saying, man, this world is going crazy. I'm going to have to take my behind back over to Shaolin because this is crazy over here. And that's my final song.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm about to go with you, man. You know what? If that's how you want to set your tone, if you want to play around and spend time partying or whatever it is you do, or filming people while they're getting their behinds whooped, and then you turn around and can't find good work because you have no skills, well then, hey, you set your own tone on that. And at the end of the day, you have to be responsible and accountable for what you're doing. And what everyone else doing should be an afterthought, if not a thought at all. It shouldn't even be a thought. That's really the deal. You know, if you want a better job, then get you some better skills. If you expect somebody to pay you what you're worth, then either you need to be your own boss, or if you can't be your own boss, if you're not in that position, then you need to take control and be the boss of your own life, get you some education. get you some skills, get you some certifications. And then that mm-hmm. way you can demand what you need and you can be more competitive in the market. That's what I'm saying. And that's my final tone.
And that's the final tone.
You're getting stoned to Setting the Tone Radio.
Look, I get it in, I'm a home man. All the ladies say he's lying, they don't really want to leave him alone. I never follow the crowd, I'm setting my own trends. Baby girl, I'm set the tone. I'm a trendsetter, 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 trendsetter. I'm a trendsetter, trendsetter, trendsetter.